This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As part of our robot-proof jobs coverage this month, we've been reporting on a crucial irony in the American labor force. There is a growing shortage of the people with the skills that factories need to install and maintain all the technology that's being added to factories. Now, a new report says the industry could help itself dramatically by doing one thing, bringing more women onto the factory floor. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
According to the Manufacturing Institute, just 29% of manufacturing workers are women. Meanwhile, older men are retiring, and 6 out of 10 factory jobs go unfilled. So it seems like a no-brainer, recruit more women. Except, says Abe Eshkenazi at trade group Apex, there's a problem.
Equal pay.
Women may start out making the same, but
the longer the women stay in the organization, the greater the disparity between them and men. So that's discouraging.
And he says outdated leave policies make it hard to raise a family and move up the leadership ladder. Terry Boyer at the Rutgers Center for Women and Work says there's something else going on.
What labor researchers call occupational stratification.
Women get the dud assignments.
Support-type jobs are those that don't lead to advancement.
Advocates say recruiting more women starts with girls, showing them that today's advanced manufacturing jobs are about brains more than brawn and pay pretty well. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.